Hello, everyone. Welcome to or welcome back to the Perfectly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Minnie, and thank you so much for tuning into this episode today and spending some time with me. Also, happy 2025. It's a new year. It's the first episode of this new year, and I hope your 2025 has gone well so far. I hope you have been kind to yourself, patient with yourself, and not put too much pressure on yourself to reinvent yourself and your habits and your life and just change everything about yourself within 1 week, because that is just not humanly possible. And it's not something that we should expect of ourselves, even though I know that there is that societal pressure to reinvent yourself, change your habits, become a whole different person overnight. But real, true, sustainable habits take time and they take patience, and they're not going to come from a one-time fix. And that's something I've been really reminding myself this new year, because I definitely noticed my perfectionism and my anxiety coming in, being like, now's your chance. You have to do this or you'll never do it. You have to add this habit. You have to get better at this. You have to improve yourself in this way or it's never going to happen. And that is just a black and white mindset that is all or nothing. And I've caught myself in that moment this year and have chosen to reframe it and say instead, okay, I can make that my goal. I can make that an intention for this year. But just because I can't do it in 7 days doesn't mean I'm not going to do it at all. And if anything, I'd rather the habit take longer to formulate and become part of my routine, because then it will be more sustainable and more maintainable long term. So that's just kind of what's been on my mind a lot the last week. I kind of went through the phases of, in the winter, end of December, on my last podcast, I talked about the winter funk I was in. I was just in a very low mental place, and I kind of gained some motivation. I got some dopamine hits from vision board making and journaling and setting intentions and setting goals for this new year as I got to the end of December. And then it kind of flipped back to mentally low, because I was noticing that I was putting so much pressure on myself to make all these things my reality right away. And then I had to come over that hill again, and now I'm here and I'm feeling more balanced. And now that we're kind of getting into the swing of the new year, it is just another month. And these are just normal new days at the end of the day. And sure, it's a great time to reflect, and I definitely support that and have practice that myself this year, reflecting on last year and what I want to bring into this new year. And I want to talk about it on the podcast today, but I just also want to reiterate that you don't need to fully change yourself and just put this immense pressure on yourself to become a different person and improve every aspect of your life, because that is just so unrealistic and not necessary, even though society around will sometimes make you feel like it is necessary. It is also snowing today, and I missed, I think, the first snow of this winter season in New York because I was in San Diego over Christmas. But it's snowing right now out my window. I'm looking at the snow right now and it's making me smile. I don't know. I hate when the snow either becomes slush or ice, but the moment of a fresh snow and just seeing New York City with this kind of winter white wonderland feeling, it's like a dream state. I don't know. I've just been taking pictures out my window all afternoon or all morning while I've been working, and it's just making me smile. So I hope there's something in your life or something happening today in your life that's making you smile as well, because that is putting a big smile on my face for sure. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. This year is your year to take up space. And personally, I've made that my theme for 2025. I haven't actually done yearly themes before, but it just felt right this year. And honestly, my boyfriend on New Year's Eve, as we were getting ready for the New Year's party that we were invited to, I was having a really low confidence moment, and I communicated that to him. I was like, hey, I don't feel good in this dress. I'm thinking about not even going. Like, I just don't feel confident. I don't want to go. And he was so kind. He didn't get mad at me. He didn't get frustrated with me. All he said was, allow yourself to take up space. You deserve to take up space. You deserve to be at that party. You deserve to be in the dress you want to wear, and you're allowed to take up space. And I've thought about that every day since, And one, thank you, Gerard. I'm so grateful that you said that to me, because now it's become my theme for this year, and it's something I want to carry into every aspect of my life, in my work, in my friends, in my relationship, in my creative projects, in my content, and just solo dates and whatever I'm doing. I want to remind myself and remind you that you deserve to take up space this year and every year moving forward. It's a concept that I've heard before, like you deserve to take up space, and I've heard it in therapy before, but I feel like I haven't really understood like what it means. And I've been reflecting and journaling and thinking about it a lot more the last week and as we've moved into 2025. And for me, taking up space this year means just allowing myself to be and not constantly figuring out or trying to figure out what I can do better, what I can improve on, how can I look better, how can I do better, how can I be more efficient, how can I be more quote unquote productive. And allowing myself to take up space just means I'm not constantly nitpicking and looking for ways to change and improve and better. And I feel like I have gotten so caught up in those loops of either comparison or just trying to self better all the time. And I think especially since moving to New York, it kind of revved that up a little bit in my mind, just because the city is so fast paced. There are people and things happening all the time, and people are talking about their successes and their wins and, you know, the opportunities they're seeing and the people they're meeting. And I think in my head, I just thought if I wasn't trying to do better, if I wasn't trying to improve, I was going to fall behind. But that is just not the case. And if anything, it just kind of drove me into a burnout at the end of the year and a very mentally low place where I felt like I just was trying to improve so much that my body was like, no, stop. We need to rest. We need to let that go. Just let yourself be. But I wasn't comfortable with that. And I wasn't allowing myself to just be. Through my mental low and my winter funk, I was still just trying to figure out, while acknowledging that I was in a mentally low place, I was still thinking about how can I get better? How can I quote unquote fix this? How can I get through this? How can I reach the other side? Like everything, it's a balance. I feel like it's always good to be thinking about when you're in a space you don't want to be in, how you can get out. But equally, I think there's so much value in just allowing yourself to be in that discomfort, allowing yourself to take up space in whatever situation that doesn't feel ideal, and trust that you will work your way through and that you don't need to force your way out of it, which I feel like I've been stuck in those mindsets a lot of the time. So this year is our year to take up space. Just let yourself be authentically. If you want to do something, do something. If you don't want to do something, don't do something. If you feel not confident going up somewhere, just remind yourself that you deserve to be there. You deserve to take up space. Your voice deserves to be heard. Your wonderful face and appearance deserves to be seen. All of it deserves to take up space in this world. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this world. And I feel like in the past few years, you know, thinking back even prior to 2024, I have just focused so much on how can I fit? How can I maybe shrink myself? I mean, physically with my eating disorder, I was trying to shrink my body, and I was shrinking my opinions and shrinking my voices just out of fear of ruffling with someone else's vibe or hurting their feelings or disagreeing with them. And I just want to leave all of that behind, because I deserve to voice my opinion. I'm my own independent, unique human being. I'm not going to agree with everyone. I'm not going to look like everyone, and nor should I. This will be my theme for 2025. So if you are looking for a theme and want to take this as your own, please feel free. But if you have other themes that feel like they resonate more with you, then take on your theme into this year. So with that being my theme, I still wanted to break down kind of some parts about this year and last year into more specific topics. So I wanted to break things down into what worked for me in 2024 and that I want to bring into this year in 2025, what things did not work for me in 2024 and that I want to leave behind and kiss goodbye, and then what things do I want to start new in 2025 that I haven't maybe built the habit of or really implemented into my routine. Have you ever felt like your body is trying to tell you something, but you just can't figure out what? Maybe your energy crashes out of nowhere, your mood is all over the place, or no matter how well you take care of yourself, you just still feel off? I know I've been there. And for the longest time, I thought it was just stress or bad sleep, but what I've learned after being on my own hormone balancing journey this past year is that a lot of these symptoms are often tied to our hormones. This is where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz designed to help you uncover the root cause of your symptoms. After taking the quiz, you get a personalized recommendation to help get your body back in balance. When I took the quiz, one of the recommendations I got was to start taking Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an herbal formula supplement that fine-tunes the hormonal system and is used by women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Using only science-backed ingredients, they offer a range of products designed to help you feel like yourself again. Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your hormonal issues. For a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PIPOD at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PIPOD, P-I-P-O-D, for 15% off today. First one is something I only really started to tackle towards the end of last year, which is nervous system regulation. And I've worked a lot on this with my therapist currently. And while there's a big learning curve, I feel like, with this, because I don't know if learning curve is the right word, but at least in my experience, there's been a period, and I feel like I'm still in that period, where I know it's something that will help me, but I don't necessarily feel all the benefits right now where I'm at with my mental health and my ability to regulate my nervous system. I feel like I'm meditating, I'm slowing down, I'm doing the things that I need to do, but still sometimes just I leave like a meditation session, for example, and I just feel exactly the same as I did at the beginning. And I hear all these people talk about how, you know, their mind clears, their brain fog clears, they feel less anxious, they don't feel stressed after they meditate. And some days, sure, I definitely feel a little bit better. But a lot of the time right now, I'm just like, well, I guess that was nice, but those thoughts are still there. And I haven't really been able to clear my head throughout my meditation. I was trying to clear my thoughts and let them go, but it didn't really work very well. And so, I don't know, that's just something I feel like I haven't seen a lot of people talk about. Like, everyone talks about the benefits of nervous system regulation and the meditation, but I feel like the hump that you have to like get over from like starting it and trying it to actually like seeing results, like there's a big curve there. And in my experience, I feel like I've gotten onto this curve many times, but it just feels too difficult and too frustrating. So then I just stopped doing it altogether. But this year I'm determined to get over that hump and face the discomfort of feeling like my nervous system regulation strategies aren't working and trusting that they will work in the future. And that is definitely challenging my perfectionism for sure. I feel like my perfectionism loves things like that, that have a hard barrier to entry, sort of, and then you have to get over a big hump in order to actually either learn the skill or know how to do it or feel comfort in doing it. And perfectionism loves to come in and be like, well, see, you can't do it. And then it stops you before you even got over that hill. So you can't even reap the benefits or know the skill or, you know, feel comfort in whatever you're trying to do, because your perfectionism tries to come in and be like, okay, see, look, it's too hard. You can't do it. Don't even try anymore. At least that's what my perfectionism says. And it's very frustrating, but I'm learning to acknowledge it and just not let it define me anymore. Sure, it's going to be there, but like I've been practicing in my meditation, the thought will come in, why are you doing this? You should stop. It's clearly not working. But I'm just actively choosing to let that thought go and continuing to try to meditate and self-regulate and self-soothe in different ways. Even if they aren't working right now, it doesn't mean they won't work in the future. So that's something that I feel like I started towards the end of 2024, and I definitely want to bring in and continue into this new year. Number two is maintaining a healthy relationship with movement. I'm really proud that I've gotten to the place I have with my relationship with movement. I have talked about this on the podcast many times, I feel like. So if you are interested in listening to more on my relationship with movement, I have more content on that on this podcast or on my Instagram as well. Going from someone who was basically addicted to exercising and over-exercised and used it as a form of punishment and compensation to now fully allowing myself to move in ways that feel good, I can healthily push myself and challenge myself, and I can allow myself to rest, basically guilt-free. Some moments that voice tries to creep in, but I have the tools now to regulate that and recognize that that's not my truth. That's not me talking. That's the eating disorder. That's the anxiety talking, and that I don't need to listen to that. That's something I feel confident that I will bring into this year. I also picked up strength training again towards the end of last year, like in the fall, and I've been loving that. It's honestly just kind of like I go to the gym and it's like I'm on a playground at recess again, and I don't feel like I'm only confined to like the yoga studio or the treadmill, which is what I used to feel like at the gym. But now I understand I can use the pull-up machine, I can use deadlifts, I can use different weights, and I can use different tools, the ski erg, all those types of things. And I don't know, it's just made the gym more approachable and more fun because I have now learned and educated myself and gained a bit more confidence in using certain things, so I don't feel like I'm gonna like embarrass myself, which again, that's all in my own head. I definitely could have gone and tried using weights, but I just didn't have the confidence to 6 months ago. It's good to say that I have more confidence. I definitely feel like I want to gain a bit more confidence and just gain more understanding and educate myself more on like strength training and different moves I can do. But yeah, that's something I've been loving and I want to take into this year for sure. Third thing I want to bring in from 2024 is healing my hormones, understanding my hormones, and also getting specific on understanding how to help yourself with PCOS. I was diagnosed with PCOS like in the end of the summer last year, and I've been working with Alara Health since June-ish time last year, and they have been an absolute wonderful resource, and I'm so beyond grateful to be able to work with them. If you don't know what Alara Health is, it's basically this very custom platform for women's health and hormone health. When you sign up, you get assigned a doctor and a dietitian, so you're kind of getting all-rounded treatment and advice and help with whatever you need. You meet with them like monthly-ish. Through Alara, I was able to get the right tests. I was able to just get to the root of all the dysregulation and all the changes in my body that I was feeling and wasn't knowing why it was all happening. And I worked with them for like 3 months and they were able to be like, oh yeah, you have PCOS. This is why this is happening. Your levels are this and that. And here's what supplements and here's what can help you in your lifestyle. In fall 2023, I feel like that's when I really started feeling more symptoms of PCOS, and I didn't know it was PCOS at the time. My body weight started changing out of nowhere. My stress, my acne got worse. My periods were very irregular, and I just went to the doctor and they just like changed my birth control, and they didn't really do any other tests other than that. And that just didn't change anything. I still felt so stressed and so dysregulated and so imbalanced all the time. And so finally, I learned about Alara Health earlier last year and decided to join and just wanted to feel like I was in control of all these changes, but not in a disordered way. And this was also very interesting to go through as someone who struggled with a restrictive mindset around food and around my body, to then really getting to the details of why these changes were happening and understanding my hormone health better. And I'm not going to lie, at first it was quite triggering because my eating disorder really wanted to latch on to that and be like, see, your body's changing, you need to control it again, you need to, you know, get rigid again, you need to get restrictive again. But I'm this far in recovery and I knew that that was not going to be the solution. And nor were the doctors and the dietitian telling me to do that either. So I was like, okay, that's just wrong. We're just going to take that off the table as an option. But it was still tricky to navigate and still is tricky to navigate at times because I don't want to be restrictive. And I know that being restrictive is not good for me, not good for my physical and mental health. But at the same time, I really want to prioritize my hormone health. I want to feel balanced. I want to feel regulated in my body. And I want to fuel myself and, you know, give myself the movement that I need in order to live a good life full of healthy hormones and just general health as well. And I feel like the general advice for PCOS has been just to find balance with movement, find balance with food, find balance with stress, find balance with sleep, find balance with socializing. And it's just really learning to tune into your body and honor what you need, because it was sort of the stress I was causing myself by not allowing myself to do what I needed was just kind of ramping up the PCOS symptoms. I'm still very much on the journey. I feel like I'm still learning things about myself, learning things about PCOS, and I'm now taking certain supplements that I feel like have been helping, but I still want to educate myself a little bit more. So maybe more on that to come. And if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer based on my knowledge that I have right now on PCOS. If it's something that you're listening and you feel like you resonate with, that's something I want to bring in. I want to bring in the open mind and the balance and just take care of myself as I move through this hormone health journey. So moving on to part two are things that did not work for me in 2024 and that I want to leave behind. First thing I want to leave behind and kiss goodbye is saying yes to things and agreeing to things before I actually think about how it would fit into my life and how it would make me feel. Sometimes this is people pleasing, like for sure, but sometimes it's just from genuine excitement for like a new opportunity. And I say yes, and I'm really excited, and the other person's really excited. Maybe I've agreed to do something to help them, or we've agreed to work on something together. And then, you know, a week down the line, and I'm starting to actually work on the thing, and I realize, oh my God, this doesn't align with me. This doesn't feel good. I don't enjoy this as much as I thought, and I feel stuck. And that happened to me so much in 2024. And I don't know if anyone else can relate. Probably many people can relate. I feel like it's not an uncommon human experience to want to say yes, to want to see others happy, to want to please others, to want to make others smile. I feel like that's something so many people want. But if that is happening at the detriment of your own happiness or your own mental health, personally, I don't think it's worth it. So that's something I want to leave behind, is just saying yes without really thinking about it. And for sure, leave behind people pleasing. The times that I've said yes and realized even in that moment that it wasn't right for me, but still said yes anyway, just to please them. Like, we're so done with that. And I hope you can leave that behind in last year as well, because this is our year to take up space. And taking up space does not mean pleasing other people and pleasing their space. It means empowering yourself in your own space. And if others fit into that and they serve that, great. If they don't, leave them out. And I kind of feel selfish saying that, but I know it's not selfish. And in order to show up as your best self to the people in your life, you need to prioritize yourself. You need to allow yourself to take up space, or else you're not going to be able to show up as your best self and your most happy, your most healthy, your most balanced self if you're kind of only allowing part of yourself to show up. So moving on to second thing I want to leave behind is body shaming. This year has been very up and down with my body image, and there's been months at a time I feel great and I barely think about my body, and then there's been months at a time where all I can think about is my body, and just, it's not necessarily thoughts of like wanting to change it, and I don't necessarily want to take action like I have done in the past, because I know, one, that doesn't serve me, two, it's not healthy for me, three, I just don't want to define myself and my life around my body. I know I don't want that long term, and personally, I don't think that's a very sustainable and enjoyable way to live your life if you just circulate it around the way you look and your appearance. When I've been in those lower moments and in those lower months last year, I just feel like it was really difficult to wear certain clothes, and I would tend to say no to certain events or certain situations just out of not wanting to show my face. And, you know, getting back to my theme, I didn't want to take up space because I didn't feel good in my body. I didn't love my body. I didn't really accept my body. And I want to leave that behind because this is our year, like I said, to take up space. And including in that means showing up as the version of yourself that day. It doesn't need to change. It doesn't need to be better. It just needs to be your best version that day. And maybe even not your best version. Maybe you can show up as whatever you can show up as that day. That is the best version of you. And it deserves to take up space just as much as other versions of yourself. That is the main thing I want to leave behind. And I hope if you can relate, I'm sorry that you can relate, but just know you're not alone. And body image is something I know is going to change so much throughout my life. And I really want to work on setting up the foundation now to manage and deal with those changes as they come and not feel like, you know, they're big bulldozers coming over my mental health every time my body changes. Because my recent sort of bodily change and appearance change, that's just going to be the first of many. And I want to build a foundation of gratitude and patience and kindness and acceptance that, again, doesn't happen overnight, but I really want to start taking steps towards that and just sort of loving and accepting myself overall. Fourth thing I want to leave behind is my pressure that I put on myself to post content. And this one I've been really struggling to actually say that I want to leave behind because in a way my perfectionism and my anxiety is like, well, you won't post anything if you don't put any pressure on yourself. But recently, I've been like, well, no, I will still post content because I want to be here. I genuinely align with these platforms and with this community here. And maybe I won't post consistently on the exact same day at the exact same time every single week because I don't have that pressure to do so. But I feel like my content will come across way more authentic and way more valuable and more fulfilling for myself as well if I just release the pressure to post on a certain time at a certain day. Consistency has been a thing that I've struggled with a lot this year, but I feel like I've struggled with it for a reason. And I think that reason was just, I was just too rigid. I was just expecting too much of myself. And it drove me to periods of burnout, like kind of mini periods of burnout throughout the year. I feel like I would post consistently and have a lot of ideas and, you know, crank out a lot of editing one week. And then the next week, I was just so tired and from all that pressure and mentally tired as well that I just didn't do anything. That's definitely happened with the podcast and YouTube and other things. So I want to leave behind that pressure and just move into 2025 with more of an open mind, not setting expectations. Sure, setting goals and intentions with my content, and I want to maintain these spaces and I want to keep showing up, but I want to prioritize myself and my health and my self-love journey over content. And if that means I need to be quiet for a week or so and I need to live more privately, that's how it's going to be. And I appreciate this community so much because I feel like you all see that and appreciate that. And I know I appreciate it when creators are like, hey, I just needed time for myself. And they don't apologize for it. They don't really talk much about it. They just keep moving on with their life. And I don't know. I have so much respect for that. And I have, for some reason, not allowed myself to do that at times or felt this pressure, like I said, to show up consistently and feeling like I'm going to let others down or decrease my value in like the algorithm or something like that. I don't know. I've gotten so in my head about it and I just want to leave all of that behind and show up when feels right for me and show up for this wonderful community here in ways that feel authentic and fulfilling to me. Thank you for being here and appreciate your support so, so much. And I'm not going anywhere, but I definitely just, I'm going to take the pressure off. So then moving on to my third section is things that I want to start new in 2025 that I've been thinking about, but maybe didn't really take steps to put into action last year. First thing, this definitely triggers my perfectionism and anxiety, but it's to have more unscheduled time in my schedule. I had this narrative in my brain that if I didn't have every minute packed of my schedule, I wasn't going to do anything. But towards the end of the year, I realized that was what was like hindering my productivity because I was so overwhelmed by having such a busy schedule and having literally no transition time in between anything that I would just feel frozen and kind of deal with a lot of decision paralysis and wouldn't know how to move forward because if I wanted to do something else, I felt like I couldn't because in my schedule I had, you know, something else scheduled that I needed to do. And it just didn't allow for me to really tune in with myself and do what felt good in the moment. And sure, there are deadlines. I work a job. I need to do things at certain times on certain days. But when I don't need to do that, I don't need to like put that pressure on myself for it to be a deadline when it really isn't. And so that's something I really want to bring in new. I want to put in more. I already have in this week put in transition times, given myself an hour, given myself 30 minutes just to decompress from one task before I move on to the next. If you need that kind of thing too, I hope you can bring in more rest, more unscheduled time into your schedule because hustle culture does not accommodate for that. So you kind of have to do it yourself. Next is meditation, which I kind of touched on, something that started working for me last year, but I really just want to, like I said, work my way up over that hump, even if at times it doesn't feel great right now. I still want to try to be as consistent with it as I can. Bring in meditation in the mornings or at night. Sometimes I love it as well if I'm struggling to fall asleep. Next thing I want to start new is living more minimally. I'm definitely not naturally a minimalist. I like to have options. I like to be prepared for any sort of situation. And so I kind of tend to keep things thinking like, oh, well, what if I need it this one time in the future? I live in a studio apartment and just the storage situation stresses me out so much. And so that's kind of my motive to be more minimal is just so I don't see so much stuff all the time and have to deal with and have to clean up stuff all the time. If I just didn't own it or I just didn't have it, I wouldn't have to clean it up. So I don't think it's going to drastically change, like I said, overnight. But I just kind of want to keep shedding things here and there. And I sold a bunch of clothes on Depop towards the end of last year, which felt really, really great to get rid of some clothes. And I want to drop some things at Goodwill and donate and just sort of shed the unnecessary things. Last thing that I want to start new this year, and it isn't really starting new because I used to do it a lot when I was in high school, but that is getting back to like handcrafts, like drawing, painting, and ceramics especially. I lived in my art studio and my ceramic studio in high school, and I feel like ever since I got to college, one, I just didn't have time in my schedule for ceramics and painting that much, and I have since done a lot more digital artwork. Like I studied graphic design and architecture, but all of that was on the computer. And I kind of miss the feeling of drawing and creating and making something with your hands. So that is something I really want to start new and bring back into my life is just creating with my hands in some way, whether that's getting back to the ceramics wheel or taking a pottery class, taking a painting class, anything like that. I just want to bring that back into my life. And I feel like it's very inner child healing as well. So with that, I'm going to wrap up the episode. I hope it was interesting. I hope some things resonated with you. I kind of just wanted to use this as a time for me to self-reflect and, you know, think about what worked, what didn't, what do I want to start new. Hopefully some of it resonated with you. But if you take one thing from this episode, I hope that it's your reminder to take up space. And whether that's your theme for this year or not, it's something that every single human being should remind themselves because you do deserve to take up space. And with that, I'm going to close this episode, sending so much love as always, and I'll catch you in the next episode.